week I talked about gladness. So I'm clearly pretty glad now, aren't I? I'm very glad. I'm glad that I get to have something that so many women in the world don't get. So I wondered if there was a topic that one of you might be interested in, whether we want to talk about kindness or gladness or compassion, equanimity. Maybe I'll do a little arc of all four. So there's the idea, and I thought it was just in Buddhism, and this delightful Jehovah's Witness man on the bus reminded me that it's in Christianity as well, but it's only a half a sentence in Christianity. But I was very grateful for him. In Christianity, it's on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah? So we probably, many of us, heard that phrase. In Buddhism, the Buddha got to teach for 45 years, so he got to elaborate the themes more mainly. So the idea is that if we develop a heart and a mind that is pure and full of kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy and equanimity, and we can sustain those beautiful, wholesome mind states for longer and longer and longer, then we're already in heaven. We're already in a heavenly state of mind. So at any time that our heart is full of kindness, then it is on earth as it is in heaven, right at that moment. At any time that we're feeling generous, at that moment, when we're feeling generous, we're not also feeling jealous. At the moment we're feeling generous, you know when that spontaneous wish to give just arises and comes up? And it feels really nice. It feels really beautiful, but not the kid jumping on the trampoline, it's my birthday kind of excitement. But that it's a very calm sort of happiness. Like, happiness doesn't have to be all fizz and pop. Happiness can also be very tranquil and very calm. So that feeling of generosity is quite calm. And at that moment, we're also not planning to steal something, right? We don't have the kind of mind state that would lead us to take something that didn't belong to us. At the time that we're feeling really kind, you know when you see your granddaughter or your infant child or a puppy or a kitten, or for somebody who doesn't like any of those, the little sprouts coming up in your garden. And you feel at that moment this real, oh, it's so beautiful. And, oh, I just want it to just grow, and you want it, like, protected. The child, the sprout, the kitten, whatever. And that real feeling that comes up of genuine wish for the well-being of other. Yeah. You didn't want to get anything from that kitten. You're not like thinking, oh, it is such a cute kitten, now you make sure you warm my feet every night, or whatever it is that a kitten could do. You're not actually thinking about what the kitten can do for you, or the grandchild or the infant. You're not thinking about what they can do for you. You're thinking about what you can do for them. And at that moment, anger can't be in your mind at the same time. So there's these certain kinds of mind states are mutually exclusive. Now, it is possible to flip rapidly back and forth, particularly with children. I love you. Don't do that. But the two things aren't simultaneously present at the same time. But at the moment that we are feeling that honest kindness and wish for well-being, even for ourselves, like, I won't put 4 sugars in my coffee anymore because really that's not in my best interest and it's not being kind to me. And when I do it out of kindness to me, not because I want to punish myself, at that moment I'm not angry with me. At that moment I'm feeling compassion for me. So these what are called heavenly abodes or divine abidings, means that when your mind is in a state of kindness, compassion, joy, which we did yet last week, the gladness that in our own goodness, gladness in the goodness of others, and equanimity, which is I care, but I'm not going to get all stressed out about it. So equanimity is not the same as apathy. Apathy is I don't care. Equanimity is I really care a lot, but there's either nothing I can do about this, so why get myself upset? Or there is something I can do about this, and I can do it much more effectively if I'm not upset. So it's a caring where the mind's not shaking and distressed. Equanimity is nicer than being happy. We don't actually have the language to explain why equanimity is so incredibly pleasant when you find it. So when we have these, we're already in heaven. So you get to try before you die. And I really think that's what is likely that Jesus meant when he said, on earth as it is in heaven. Where we're already saints, we're already angels in here. And I'm now so used to seeing the goodness in people. When I look at you, I see your good qualities. That's the first thing I notice about you. And possibly because I'm a nun, when people come to my place, they bring their best self and present the best aspect of themselves. And so, you know, when I hear on the TV, oh, everybody sucks and the world's full of assholes, and I'm thinking, is it? I remember it used to be. But actually, my life's not like that anymore. I don't know anybody like that. Well, I do know. Oh, sorry, no, I do have one relative like that. But most people almost everyone I see if I can see them in a time of stress, what I see is their strength in dealing with that. So that already puts me in a heavenly realm because everybody I know is lovely. Everybody I know is bringing their most beautiful, kind, gentle self. And how did that happen? Well, the kinder I got, the more I saw the kindness in others. The more compassionate I was and forgiving I was with my own faults, the more compassionate and forgiving I am with other people's faults. Does that make sense to you guys? And then when I'm compassionate and forgiving of other people's faults, then I'm not going to get my knickers in a knot about it. That's my mum's phrasing. And I remember how uncomfortable it was to have my knickers in a knot. I don't want to be like that anymore. So when we do meditation, particularly when we're starting, the first thing we notice is all this muck and garbage. It's like going to clean out the shed and it's like a terrible mess. Well, my shed is. So if we can be compassionate with that and hold it, come on in, take a seat. There's a sign-in note there and I'll give you a form to fill in. Oh, you filled in a form on Sunday, so as long as you just sign in, you'll be right. Glad you found us.
Yeah, I was going around.
So what I see in this lady I don't see someone who's late. I see someone who persevered until she found us. Well done. Good work there. So my life's so happier. And that's what I see in myself, you know. Yeah, I was late too. I could look at that, or I could look at, no, I persevered and managed to get here. So I encourage you to do that. So we're going to do some loving kindness meditation now, I think, and it may segue through some other things because it always does. But while we're doing the meditation, and at some point your mind will wander off from my little droning voice, and that's okay. Just notice whatever it's wandering off to. Be mindful of, my mind has wandered off to this. So at that moment, you're mindful of distraction, and that's okay. So that's very good. So you get a tick for that. Very good, being mindful of distraction. It's not wrong. And then you come back to bringing up that feeling of kindness, because this is the time we practice it. And like any skill, sometimes we're good at it, sometimes we're not good at it, but the only way of getting better at it is to practice it. I would recommend doing 10 minutes a day of loving kindness practice, where you just practice bringing up the feeling of loving kindness. Now, there are traditionally these mantras that people use. The benefit of mantras is that it can be extremely helpful and calming and tranquilizing. The drawback is if they stop being meaningful. So in that case, we use our intelligent investigation, and we play with different phrases and different sets of words until we find a set of word that actually triggers the feeling of kindness. And so the mindfulness is a little blip of kindness coming up? Is a little blip of gladness coming up? And if that blip of kindness comes up, we give it our full attention with compassion to like blowing up a little spark to try and help it catch and become a flame, okay? And if the particular phrase that we're using starts to get tired, then we can try something else, just to keep stoking that little feeling of kindness. And I remember when I first started working with loving kindness, at first I couldn't get the feeling to come up very regularly, you know, and then it would come as a little blip, and then I would try little words, and at the moment I'm doing it with gladness, and I can find a little phrase and it'll bring up gladness, and then I'll think, oh yeah, okay, it's gladness, and I'll say that phrase over and over again and really build the gladness up, and then I'll get distracted and the gladness will go down. And that's okay, then we just go back to building it up. And then once we get more skillful at building it up and making it actually take hold, at that point we can usually drop the mantra and put our full attention on the feeling of kindness or gladness or compassion or equanimity without words. And that is what will lead you into the deeper states. And when you can bring up that feeling and really feel it throughout your whole body and fill your heart and mind with it, that's when really interesting things start happening in the practice. Like you go, like one of the children in the children's class on Sunday, I get everybody to draw a picture, and this little boy drew two clocks. He said, this clock is when I sat down and closed my eyes, and then when I opened my eyes, it was this clock, and in between I didn't feel any time had passed. First go. Ooh. Whoa, good for you. So Dharmajiva did say the kids learn faster. Okay, it is a scientific fact. Kids learn faster. They also don't have as much baggage as we do, as much worries and concerns and problems. Hopefully, you know, hopefully they don't. Some of them do, but most don't. So if we can get that feeling up, then we can just hang out in that lovely, lovely place, which would be really nice, yeah? Okay. So if you find that the feeling comes up today and it really triggers for you, it's okay to stop paying attention to my voice and just hang out to that with that nice feeling. My voice is all I'm trying to do is help you find that place. So that place in you is much more important than my voice. Yeah. And if you hit a phrase in what I'm saying that really triggers it for you, you can also just stop listening and just work with that phrase to stoke the feeling. So I go through different phrases just because different things help different people. So stick with whatever works for you. And if you didn't get anything today, well, we can try again next week. All right, so I will ring the bell at 2:55 so that those who've got to get back from 2 can rush off. Sorry about the longer spiel today. Took me a little time to settle down. So closing our eyes and becoming aware of our body, making sure it's comfortable. Maybe take a couple of relaxing breaths. Just allowing yourself to relax. Allowing the body to relax, allowing the breath to relax. I feel quite grateful and gratitude to this body. And with an attitude of gratitude, I invite this body to relax. Thank you, body. I'm just going to send some kindness to my head. That kind attention. Thanks, head. May my head be healthy and well. May it be relaxed, free from pain. Thank you to my eyes. Thank you to my ears. I'm so glad that I can see, that I can hear. Feeling kind and compassionate to my neck and shoulders. Inviting them to relax. Inviting my back, my upper back, my middle back, my lower back to relax. Thank you back. Allowing my arms and legs to relax with appreciation for everything my arms do, my hands do. They work so hard. My legs, my knees, my feet. Allowing my whole body to relax. I'm bringing my attention to my heart mind. That heart mind that cares, that loves. And bringing into my heart some living being for whom I find it easy to have a spontaneous feeling of kindness for. Might be a person, might be a kitten or a puppy, might be a fish or a plant, but some being that's living and is alive now. And as I hold that being in my heart, I can look at them and see them smiling and happy, and know how glad I am when they're happy, feeling that true, genuine wish that they be happy. That they be well and healthy. Surrounding that being with the glowing ball of my love, my kindness, my gladness. Doesn't have to be one being, can be more than one. The bigger your heart is, the more beings you can fit in there. Just seeing those beings healthy, happy, glowing with life and good health and well-being. Someone who's alive now. May you be happy. May you be well. Really noticing what it feels like in your heart to wish these beings well, to see them happy and glad. This light, bright feeling of kindness, of gladness. So they are held in your heart, surrounded by a globe of shining love and kindness. Smiling, happy, healthy, well. Feeling how glad it makes you to see them happy. Surrounding them with your love and kindness, and expanding your heart so your heart gets bigger and softer, brighter, so that more beings can also fit in there. Your heart can be as big as the universe. Seeing how happy it makes me feel to see them happy, I realize that those who love me, why, it makes them happy when I'm happy. So there I am in there too. May I be happy and well. May my happiness be a cause for the happiness of others. Shining brightly, I can be inside my own heart, shining with happiness, shining with kindness. Surrounding my loved ones with kindness, gladness. I can feel my heart shining brightly with kindness, gladness, wishing may my loved ones be well and happy. May I be well and happy. Inviting more people into my heart. It seems so spacious. Plenty of people can fit in now. May they all be well and happy. Expanding my heart so it's a great, huge, glowing ball of kindness, filling the whole room. Surrounding all of you, so all of you are inside my heart, and I wish that you would all be well and happy. wish for you to be peaceful, calm, happy, free of ill will, free of anger, free of anxiety. I feel my heart is a great glowing ball surrounding us all. Filling the whole room as it radiates out larger and larger. Bright, kind, gentle, light, and it feels so nice, so pleasant to be filled with this very relaxed, light, bright feeling of kindness. My heart is expanding and expanding till the whole building can fit inside my heart. Everyone in this building. May everyone be happy. All the people in the alley behind us. All the people in the courtyard. All the people on Hindley Street. Walking past. May these beings be happy. May they be well. Any birds, insects, animals, may they also be happy and well. May I be well and happy. May I be filled with kindness. May all my thoughts be filled with kindness. May I think kind thoughts about myself and kind thoughts about other people. May my heart and mind be so filled with kindness that all my loved ones can fit easily inside my heart as I radiate that kindness out and expand my heart larger and larger so that it surrounds us all with a protective globe. Kindness and love, compassion and forgiveness. May we all be happy. May we all be healthy. May we all be well. May we all be free from suffering. May we all be forgiven for our mistakes. May we all be accepted for who we are. I accept myself as I am. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I accept my loved ones as they are. I love them anyway. None of my loved ones are perfect, and that's just okay. I love you anyway. I love you just the way you are. May my loved ones forgive themselves. For their mistakes, for their shortcomings, for their imperfections. May my loved ones accept themselves just the way they are. And love themselves as I love them. Just the way they are.